Welcome to day number 111. We are up to Perakei Mishnah Vav. Now, yesterday we were introduced to a very, very important concept. And that is when it comes to kilayim, it is not only problematic to plant kilayim, it is also problematic to be mekayim kilayim, to allow kilayim to continue to grow in your field once you notice that it's there. Meaning to say that you can't just throw up your hands and say, hey, I didn't plant it, I'm not responsible for the kilayim. No, the halacha says as soon as you notice that it's there and you allow it to continue to be there, that is a problem. That is usser. So our Mishnah is going to discuss the parameters of that issue, to what extent the person has to go to uproot it, what effort does a person need to make to uproot kilayim that you notice is growing in your field or in your vineyard. Says the Mishnah, Haroa Yarak Bekarim, a person notices a produce, another sort of vegetation growing in one's vineyard, and he says, Kishagia lo alaktenu, once I get there, I will uproot it. Meaning that perhaps it's at a great distance, it's tens, maybe even hundreds of yards away, but you noticed it from a distance, you notice that another sort of produce is growing there. So the halach is, you don't have to drop everything right now and just sprint to the kilayim and uproot it. The halach is, if a person says that, you know what, when I get there, I'm on my way, once I get there, then I will uproot it, mutter. That is totally allowed. It does not usser, it does not prohibit any of the kilayim around it, meaning it doesn't become a problem of kilayim. You just uproot the other vegetation as soon as you get there. But kishe'echzar alaktenu, the person is already there, and you have other things in your hand, you're doing something else, and you say, when I return, kishe'echzar, when I make my way back, I'll do another sivuv, I'll do another round. When I make my way back, then I'll uproot it. Im hosif b'masayim usser. If it, from that point, if it grows 1/200th of its total growth, then it is problematic. Meaning to say that once you have an opportunity right in front of you to uproot it, and you don't, that's when the timer starts. Then, once it grows 1/200th of its total growth, then it's usser. If it was at a distance, and you weren't there yet, then even if it continues to grow even more than 1/200th, that's okay, as long as soon as you get there, you uproot it. The halacha doesn't require us to dash to get there right away, but as soon as we get there, at our first convenience, not really convenience, but at our first opportunity to uproot it, then we have to uproot it. But if we say, no, I'm going to get there, I'm going to make another, I have the opportunity right now, but I don't take it, but instead I'm going to make another sivuv, then the timer starts, and the halacha says, if it grows 1/200th, it's a problem. Where do we get 1/200th from? There are different halachas in general when it comes to a lot of different areas of iser v'heter, prohibited things, of what is considered batel, what is considered nullified. So we often are familiar with batel b'shishim, 1/160th comes to kashras, basar v'chalav a lot. If you have one part that's problematic to 60 parts that are okay, so then it can become nullified. Sometimes you have batel barov, when it comes to 1 to 2, as long as it's not the majority, then it can be batel, it can be nullified. When it comes to kilayim, the halacha is 1 to 200. It's a much larger ratio. You need one part of the prohibited to 200 parts of the mutter, of the permitted, that's what it would take. So that's generally what we're using. We're assuming, at least according to one opinion, that's why we get to 1/200th of its growth. How do you measure it? So generally, the Mefarshim point out, you have to assess how long would it take for that sort of produce to be, once it's uprooted, how long would it take for it to dry out? And then 1/200th of that amount of time is, we assume, is the amount of time that it would take to grow 1/200th if it was still connected to the ground. So if it were to take, let's say, 100 hours for it to totally dry out, so then a half an hour would be the amount of time to grow 1/200th. But the most important part is the principle here, that you don't have to run to it right away, but you have to pick it up as soon as you get there, uproot it, and if you do, then it's fine, you only have to uproot that vegetable. And if not, if you wait and it grows 1/200th, then you have to uproot, then it really becomes kilayim, and that 16 amos radius circle comes in. Not only is the grain problematic, the vegetation problematic, but all of the produce, all of the vines in the 16 amos radius circle around it is also problematic. Okay, that is Mishnah Vav. Says Mishnah Zayin, Haya over b'kerem v'naflam men zeram. A person is going through one's kerem and unbeknownst to him, some seeds of another sort of vegetation fall in the vineyard, but he doesn't notice it. He doesn't know. Osh yatzim asvalim, or is fertilizing it, and some seeds get in. You have a lot of gardening stuff together, so seeds can easily fall into the fertilizer. And so it falls in. You don't know about it. Omemayim, or you're watering the field, and some other seeds fall in there. Hazareya b'siarto haruach la'acharav, or you're planting in another area, and some of the seeds that you're planting, the wind blows them behind you, and then they end up landing inside of the vineyard. In all of these cases, you don't know that it happened. You don't know right now. So then mutter, then it is allowed. Meaning to say that once you notice it, later when it starts to grow and you notice the foreign vegetation, so all you have to do is uproot it then, and the rest of the vineyard is totally fine. It doesn't create kilayim in the vineyard. But siartu haruach lefanav. If you're planting and the wind blows in front of you, that's to say that you see it. You see the foreign seeds get blown into your vineyard. So what do? That's a major problem because you can't. It would be extremely difficult to go through the field and then pick up every foreign. You have grape seeds and you also have this foreign seeds. How would you possibly pick up each seed and differentiate it? It's impossible. So what do? Says the Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva Omer im asavim. Yovach, you can wait a little bit. And once they start to sprout, the vegetation starts to sprout, it starts to look like grass. The very beginning of it poking above the ground, so imasavim yovach. So at that point, once you notice it, you can just uproot that produce and you're fine. Right? You can plow that area once you start to see it grow as grass. Vim aviv, but if it already reached the stage in which it really looks like a stalk, but the grains aren't really there yet. It's just beginning. The grains are not even a third of its way toward being fully ripened, but it's a real stalk growing from the ground. So then yinapets. It's not clear what this means, but at least according to Reish Lakish's opinion, it seems to mean that you get rid of the grain themselves. The grain is problematic. You get rid of it, you bury it, destroy it, whatever it is, and then you can still use the stalks. It's not totally problematic. If it's at that stage, you can still use the stalks for your own benefit. But ve'im hivia dagan. But if now, if it's a fully fledged, let's say it's a wheat stalk, it's a real wheat stalk, it's fully grown, then it's idyllic. Then it needs to be burned. What do I mean to be burned? It's just an example. Kilai, it means that it becomes kilaim. You're not allowed to get any benefit from kilaim. So the only option is really to burn it and not get any hana. So that's what it's saying. Once it reaches that full stage, then it's become full kilaim and you have to destroy it. Now, of note, the Mishnah is only talking about what you do to the grain itself. There's also the question of what you do to the vineyard, right? That 16 amos radius is going to be of the vines around it is also going to be a problem. But the Mishnah doesn't mention this, the Mefarshim point out, because the Mishnah is just talking about the stages of produce. It's just talking about it from the perspective of the other sorts of vegetation. But if it does reach the stage of kilaim, of course, what's unsaid in the Mishnah is that, of course, the rest of the vineyard would have the same halachos of kilaim. You'd have to remove the 16 amos radius of the other sorts of vines. That is Mishnah Zayin. We'll continue with Mishnah Ches tomorrow.